Tonight, we will participate in the imposition of the ashes, and we will begin our Lenten season, which is a season of reflection and repentance and self-examination. And I wanted to say something because this is the time when many people in the church and are fast, and they take this opportunity as an opportunity to fast and to reflect on what's going on in their own lives. And so I just wanted to talk a little bit about fasting, just briefly about what it means to fast and what it doesn't mean, kind of. Fasting, first of all, let me go back just a little bit. I was thinking about Psalm 91, and I was looking at some pictures that that reflect Lent, the Lenten season, and Ash Wednesday. And in the most of the pictures throughout the centuries, there have been a lot of paintings and a lot of art that reflects Ash Wednesday and reflects what it means to celebrate Lent, because it's an ancient season, it's an ancient time in the church. And most of those paintings reflect the judgment, the last judgment. And, you know, that's something that we don't really talk that much about in church anymore, is that final judgment day that the Bible is very clear will happen one day. And there's one of the paintings that's really neat, and it just depicts the saints watching as those that are judged, those that are judged with Satan, are being destroyed and perishing forever, and God is on the throne, and the saints are watching as it happens. And when I was looking at that, I was thinking about Psalm 91. And in Psalm 91, it says, "You will only look on with your eyes and see the recompense of the wicked." We, I think, need to understand the seriousness. Sometimes it's just really necessary to understand the seriousness of sin and what it is and why we deal with the issue of sin during this Lenten season. So that's why people fast. Now, let me say this to you. I really don't care if you fast or don't fast. I don't think it matters, and I'll talk to you about that to God. It's not about that. I want to talk to you what it's about. So some of you may be thinking about fasting from something, and some of you may not. Doesn't matter. This is just speaking about what fasting is, and it's about an attitude of the heart. First of all, fasting is a very personal decision, and it is between you and God, and it's a personal decision in that it has to be initiated in your heart. It's not something that you should do because of some outside force or some outside pressure. It's very personal, and it's something that should come from your heart in a desire to express your spirituality in this way. To fast from something is very personal, and so you really need to understand that you shouldn't fast just because it's Lent. And also, fasting, because we fast and because we have these services, and it was interesting that Carl was mentioning that in his prayer, and I think we were in the back room, that we don't do this just as a rote thing, but this is a season when it's done. But when we choose to fast during the season, it's such a personal thing, and it has such a meaning. It has such a personal meaning, and yet we as people a lot of times really want it to be kind of a thing that the church does, or the thing that we do because we're in church. So sometimes and a lot of people do, you know, go to church on Wednesday morning and have an Ash Wednesday service, and that's a good thing. But a lot of people then like to just go to church so they can get the ashes on their forehead and so they can show everybody during the day how very, very holy and spiritual they really are. Now, having said that, it's a good thing, you know, that you have the ashes, and symbols can be always used to communicate something to someone and to talk to someone and have an opportunity to share with someone about the faith, and that's a good thing. But there are, you know, those of us, you know, believe me, when I preach, I'm the first one I preach to. So, you know, that we all have these things. And sometimes, you know, we go, well, you know, if we do that, I mean, I can really show somebody how holy and very serious I am about my faith if I have that ash, you know, that cross on my head all day long, you know. And I was looking today at one of the senators, I don't want to say who he is, but he was on TV and in a hearing, and, you know, is a guy that has initiated a lot of godless legislation in his long career, and yet, you know, I saw him there, and he very openly had the ashes on his head, and, you know, I don't know, I mean, between him and God, what he felt at the service and what he really feels about Lenten season. But it doesn't always mean that we're holy if we just because we fast or just because we have the ashes on our head. That it's a personal decision. It has to be initiated from our own heart and our real desire to be closer to the Lord. And second of all, fasting is to be appreciative in nature. That when we are fasting from something, it should be something meaningful. In other words, that something that if we're really going to fast, it's that we fast and withhold ourselves from something that we really would appreciate if we had it. You know, that it's not just something that we... It's like, you know, and I don't want to hurt Father Carl's feelings today, but it's like Auburn fans this year, if we were to be fasting from football, it really wouldn't have a lot of meaning. Okay, I know that everybody didn't get that, but but it needs to be something that causes us in our heart to appreciate something we would miss or something that is meaningful for us. Because the reason we fast, the reason we live in repentance is because we appreciate, I mean, to acknowledge our sinfulness is to appreciate what sin really is and therefore knowing what grace really is. And because, you know, we loosely speak about grace and forgiveness and, you know, well, praise God, I'm forgiven of all my sins and, you know, I thank God for the grace of God. You know, but that's good, but what does that really mean? And this is a great opportunity during Lent to understand the depth of sin, especially like in our own hearts. What sin does, the effect that it has, the power of sin, the real depravity of sin. And, you know, we speak about how, you know, Jesus died for our sins, for all of our sins, past, present, and future. And we speak of that on an individual sense. But when we begin to think of sin throughout history, that Jesus didn't just die for my sins. I'm thinking, like, you know, just my own sin is overwhelming and overburdening. And, you know, my own sin in my life, the things that I've done, the evil that I've caused, the pain that my sin has caused other people, all of those things, just for my own self, my little self, in this little small period of history, is overwhelming to think of how great God's mercy is and how great His grace is. But then to think that He died for the sins of the whole world, since it existed, since human beings were on earth, that sin, all of that sin, that was on Him. And He took that and He bore that. And so when we understand or we get to a little bit to comprehend what sin is and how bad it is and how much evil it affects people and how detrimental it is for others' lives, and then we can have some appreciation for the majesty and the beauty of His grace and of His mercy, that He chose to forgive our sins, but He paid a tremendous price to do it. His death, His bloody death on the cross. And that's kind of what this is about. So repentance and fasting should be done out of an appreciative heart. Not a heart that's filled with guilt because of our sin, but it's filled with appreciation because of knowing the depth of our sin and knowing the majesty and the power of His grace. And then the last thing about fasting is that it really has no effect on God's love for you. You're not going to be able to fast and repent enough in Lent to make God love you one tiny bit more. That's not what He does. It's not what this is about. It has no effect on His love. He can't love you more. In fact, the best thing about His love is that He loved us while we were yet sinners. That's the greatest thing about His love and His grace, is that it comes while we're yet sinners. It wasn't our goodness that drew Him to love us. It was our sin that caused Him to love us. And the need that we have for His love and grace is because of our sin. So it should be taken very seriously, and we have to understand that it has no effect on God, but it can, on His love for us, but it can have a really good effect on your love for God, because you can love Him more. You can love God more. He can't love you more. It's impossible for Him to love you more. The love He has for you can't be comprehended. But you can love Him more. I can love Him more. And if fasting, if having an understanding of my own sinfulness and of the appreciation of His grace and deciding that, you know, that this is something I want to do to draw closer to Him, it can have an effect on my love for Him and on your love for Him. So I hope that helps you some, whether you've decided this Lenten season to fast from anything, or if you're not, again, it's not going to affect God's love for you. He's not going to love you any more or less. Not going to cause Him to anything. It could help you if it's done in the right way, with the right heart and the right attitude. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.